When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People out in Vegas getting ready for the Super Bowl. People out in Kansas City getting ready for the Super Bowl. People out in the Bay Area getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. This is when we get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Another busy day. A day that I'm looking forward to. What can I say? I'm just happy to be alive. Waiting for the Super Bowl just like everybody else. Just waiting on more information. We made it through opening night, media night, opening night, whatever the hell the NFL is calling it. All of the silly questions are out the way. And I guess we got a few more details as to what we can look forward to. Joe Tooney is a long shot to play in the Super Bowl. Someone who is tasked with going out there and protecting Patrick Mahomes, unlikely to see him. Joel Embiid, he's going to be out a minimum of 4 weeks. Trey Young, Scotty Barnes, they're added to the NBA All-Star rosters. We got Major League Baseball players who are making a major bank. And then we have some guests who are going to be joining us tonight as well. We got a former coach and GM who's going to come through. As a matter of fact, he'll be here in about 20 minutes. Michael Lombardi will be here. Football Done Right. Talk about his book, get his insights on what's going on in the NFL. And Eric Eager, vice president of Sumer Sports, is all about analytics. I want to pick his brain about some of the current analytics relating to this upcoming Super Bowl matchup. I guess we can call it a rematch between the Kansas City Chiefs and those San Francisco 49ers. If you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. You can call up. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Ryan, how are you on this Tuesday? You doing good, man?
I don't want to bring down the energy of the show, JR, but at this point, I'm just ready for the Super Bowl.
I am too, bro.
Let's just fast forward, get past today, tomorrow, the next day, all the crap that goes on this week, and let's just get to the game. I'm ready.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I have a little bit separate of a countdown. I'm counting down the days until somebody, I don't want to say gets in trouble. Like, do you, Hickey, the odds, how high are the odds? So bottom line, no, forget odds, forget all of that. Do you believe that we're going to have some type of issue taking place in Vegas between now and, let's forget even Sunday night, Monday?
Like with like a team, like not maybe the 49ers or Chiefs, but anyone else
anybody,
within the NFL?
Something Super Bowl related. There's going to be some type of issue, don't you think?
I would agree. I mean, with all the casinos that are out there, even it just feels like with all the rules, innocent or not, it feels like someone's going to do something they should not be doing.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes' dad couldn't even make it to Las Vegas, and he's getting in trouble in Katy, Texas, you know, so I mean, if the superstar's dad, the quarterback's dad is getting in trouble, what does that mean for all the other players who have money, all the other celebrities who are out there, all the high rollers, all the quote unquote normal folks just trying to look for a good time out in Vegas. You know, we're going to talk about this later on in the show. You know what? Let's not even wait. Joe Buck, he was on ESPN out in St. Louis, and Joe Buck basically said that this Super Bowl in Vegas is basically bound to be a mess. Listen.
I do not have any desire to be there. It's a lot of logistics. It's a lot of congestion. It's just not – I'm not that way. I'm not looking for the Maxim party and like, going out all night. And it's just not my – it's not my thing. And then you combine that with Vegas. I don't know. There's going to be some story. There's going to be something that happens because it's Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it won't stay in Vegas. It's going to be a big something that happens. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I just think some. It's just that is going to be a mess in my mind.
Well, I mean, you don't got to be, a rocket scientist to draw that conclusion. I said that last week. I don't think any one of us is smarter than the other one. I mean, I actually remember this. I think it was 2 years ago. Ryan, do you remember the video? I think it was in Vegas, actually, of Marshawn Lynch. Like, he crashed a Ferrari or something like that off of the strip, and the police found him, you know, drunk at like 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning, just kind of in the car. Do you remember that?
Not too much, to be honest, but I don't doubt it happened.
Yeah, it's just Marshawn Lynch. Trust me, I guess he got enough money to make things go away because he's certainly a media darling for a guy who didn't talk to the media a lot when he was active. But yeah, the odds are high that, yeah, it's Tuesday. Between now and Monday, and I'm extending it post-Super Bowl, something is going to happen. Is it an NFL legend? Is it an entertainer? Is it the post-game party? Let's think about it this way. Whoever wins the Super Bowl, they don't got to travel far. Whoever wins the Super Bowl, give them 45, not even, once the game ends, yeah, they're going to start off in the stadium, in their locker room. But at the conclusion, oh, they're moving on to someplace. They're going to party. They're going to get drunk. They're going to lose their minds. And I'm sure they got a bunch of chaperones, and they're going to try to usher them onto the plane, either back to Kansas City or back to the Bay Area. If it's the Bay Area, what a short trip. Can't even necessarily shake the hangover. But let's keep our fingers crossed that there won't be any controversy. And then even last night, there wasn't a lot of controversy at NFL opening night. You know, typically we get the ridiculous questions and, you know, how many swipes of deodorant do you put under each arm? We get nonsense like that. You know, maybe the most ridiculous thing asked, at least that I saw, was Andy Reid. Of course, he was asked about, you know, food. I think he was asked about food. It's like, hey, Andy Reid, you giving up burgers, you giving up french fries, you giving up this, you giving up that. Matter of fact, it was a kid reporter. Listen to this.
So, Coach, I am a pescatarian, and I've never ate a burger or even an Impossible burger. And I know that you are famous for your love of cheeseburgers. So my question to you is, Coach, what are some foods that you have never tried and never want to try, and why?
Well, listen, I'm up for everything. I just don't like liver. Everything else is free game.
Wow. It'd have to be a kid to call Andy Reid fat. Like, it had to be a kid. Like, what a punch to the gut. So look at Andy Reid and stare at this man in the face, and I get it. He's a child, innocent child from the mouth of babes. I understand all of that. But damn, I'm a pescatarian. I know you eat hamburgers. I mean, whoa. Sheesh. Anyway, if that was the worst thing that Andy Reid was asked, then things will get better. At least on the NFL Network, he was asked about a football question. Andy Reid asked about being the third winningest coach in Super Bowl history. It's a possibility. Listen to this.
I don't think about that much, because when you start thinking about that, then you forget about what's real, and that's coaching the guys and trying to give them one more thing so they can even be greater than they already are.
Yeah, see, a football question. Hey, Andy Reid, what won't you eat? I'll eat anything besides liver. You care about coaching records? Like, nah, I just got to win the games. That's it. Somebody else asked a question, nothing having to do with football, obviously. Patrick Mahomes asked about his dad and that DUI Saturday morning. Patrick Mahomes keeping his straight business.
Yeah, he's doing good. Don't really want to get into it too much, but he's doing good for whatever the situation is. It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
Yeah, family business. Nobody else's business. Speaking of family business, how about Travis Kelce? Travis Kelce asked about his brother. We know right when his brother was eliminated from the postseason by Tampa Bay, we got all these rumors that Jason Kelce, the center for Philadelphia, the Eagles, that he was calling it quits, that Jason Kelce was going to walk away and ride off into the sunset, something that's been rumored for the past two or three off seasons. But last night, Travis, he gave us a little insight as to what he thinks his brother is going to do. Listen to this.
I think so. I don't know. I'm not a betting man, but I think he's got some football left.
What are the odds?
I don't even know. I'm going to leave that up to him.
Oh, man, what are the odds? Damn. So pushy. See, Hickey, that's why I'm not missing all that pushing and shoving. Got some idiot screaming in your ear. Travis Kelce gives you an answer. The guy's screaming and his spit is flying on you. It's just...
Did you see that mob scene? It was like 50 people deep.
I'm not envious. You want to know how many people are surrounding me in the studio right now?
I'm going to say not 50 deep.
Not 50 deep, no. I can stretch out my arms about 50 times and probably not still reach the closest person here on the floor, which I appreciate. It's nice space. It's the opposite of Vegas. Somebody else not getting a lot of space here is Brock Purdy. The media has descended upon Brock Purdy. There's an opportunity for him to shake this nonsense about his standing and what type of quarterback is he? Is he a game manager? Is he a game changer? Is he a legitimate MVP candidate? I mean, he is written down as a finalist for the MVP award. That's not me. That's factual. And Brock Purdy said, man, I don't care what people think about me, game manager, label or not.
It can be a compliment at times where it's like, all right, you got a guy that can come in and run the system well. I feel like that's a compliment. I think that's, you know, you're doing things right mentally and obviously you're good enough to be able to hit guys that are open and make plays. You know, there's 32 teams in the NFL and there's not a lot of people that can come in and play the quarterback position well in the NFL. It's a hard job. So if you're saying that I'm a game manager and I don't look flashy in how I do it, I mean, that's your opinion and that's okay. And at the end of the day, I want to do what it takes to help my team win. And so I think winning at the end of the day in the NFL is probably the biggest and most important thing.
I'm a loser when it comes to this. This Super Bowl, I'm going to be a loser. Because on one hand, I want to see Patrick Mahomes. I want to see him have success. I want to see him win another Super Bowl, right? And then on the other hand, I want to see Brock Purdy win a Super Bowl. I do. I want to see Brock Purdy get his just due. So maybe I'm not a loser, regardless of how the Super Bowl ends. Maybe I'm just a winner. Maybe I am. Because Brock Purdy, for the life of me, I still don't understand why people don't. Well, some people still giving this guy crap. Like, he's working with what he's working with. Some would do worse. Can some do the same? Yeah. To think he's not at least helping to move the needle, helping them to get to a championship. Come on, give me a break. And then I think I might like Brock Purdy a little bit more. Because Brock Purdy was asked about Taylor Swift. He was specifically asked, with the game on the line, do you care about Taylor? You going to rip out our heart? You going to make her cry? This is what that sounded like.
It's late in the fourth quarter. Are you prepared to disappoint Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Oh, well, simple answer. Brock Purdy is such a nice guy. Hey, Hickey, I heard she's releasing a new album, right?
Oh, yeah. April, yeah. I think.
April? Well, aren't all her albums, I've never listened to an album, aren't they all about, like, heartbreak and some ex?
Yes, and I think the title of the album is directed at, I think, another ex, I believe. I don't follow too closely, but I think that's the story.
So what is she, the poster child of scorned women, I guess?
Let me tell you, the Travis Kelce diss track she's going to release at some point is going to do major numbers.
Oh, you don't see this relationship lasting, huh?
I'm rooting for them. History, with her dating history, would say otherwise.
What is she, publicly, what is she going through, like six exes, right?
At least, I mean, yeah.
That's normal for somebody who's, what is she, 34 years old? That's normal. Six, right? Like,
that's a big number. To be messing around, but to be, like, actually romantically involved.
Ah, six is a big number for a 34. So
that feels, like, pretty large, no?
What do you think, a year? Let's say a year, right?
Is it legitimate? Year or two, I mean, right? You got to, you know, you can't have it last too long.
Yeah, she's been busy, man. Six minimum? I'm going to look this up in the break. Anyway.
There's a lot of exes out there.
Ooh, her?
Yeah, her.
The famous ones?
I think so. I think she's only dated, like, actors, musicians, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess you're Taylor Swift. What are you hanging out with, Joe the banker? I mean,
you and me for, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? Joe the local banker, the radio host. No, she's going for Travis Kelce, hosting SNL. Hey, good for him. Hopefully he's getting some shine out of it. He's making some money, so maybe he'll quit her before she quits him. Yeah, we'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We ain't quitting nothing. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to chat with an author, a former general manager, a coach, a scout in the NFL. His name is Michael Lombardi. We're going to get his thoughts on what's going to happen this upcoming Sunday, as well as some of these other moves that have taken place in the NFL over the past month. There's a lot of moving, a lot of shaking. Hey, are we going to ask about Belichick? Because at one point, he was an assistant to the coaching staff. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Inching closer and closer to the Super Bowl Sunday in Vegas between the 49ers and the Chiefs. Can't get here soon enough, but we can certainly talk and have chats with individuals who are more than qualified to share their perspectives on what's going to take place in the game. And joining us right now is someone who has been a scout, someone who's been a coach, someone who's been one of the biggest football minds in the NFL in its history, so much so that he's also an author. A book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. His name is Michael Lombardi. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Most certainly. I'm good, man. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. There's so many different areas that your career has taken you, whether it be working with Belichick or Bill Walsh or Al Davis. We're going to get into all of that. What is your initial thoughts and perspective on what we're going to see on Sunday? How are you feeling?
Oh, I think it'll be a great game. I think, I think Kansas City has played a certain style that afforded them to win three playoff games and kind of change the narrative of their season. And they've done a great job. And I think, look, San Francisco hasn't played their best game yet. And they got to the Final Four. They got to the final game. So I think it's going to be a great game and two great coaches and two quarterbacks that can play at a very high level.
To the shock of no one, last night, NFL opening night, the media asked Brock Purdy about being the underdog and being the dude that people don't necessarily look at. What are your thoughts? You have an extensive history as a scout. When you see Brock Purdy, what do you think?
I think he's a really good player. I learned under Coach Walsh to grade what you see, don't grade where they get drafted. You know, players are about, it's not about where they get picked, it's about how they play. And this kid plays really well. And if you know anything about the quarterback position, you know he does it really, really well. And so I think to me it's just a media kind of conversation that really has no merit. It has no really understanding. The guy is a really good player. When you average almost 10 yards per attempt, 10 yards per attempt, Patrick Mahomes is averaging 7 yards per attempt this year. When you average 10 yards per attempt, it's not because you're just managing the offense. It's because you're really good.
Michael Lombardi here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned your time scouting under Coach Bill Walsh at the time. What were some of those other values that you picked up along the way that kind of helped set the trail for the rest of your career?
Well, we don't have enough time to go over it, but I would say the thing that always resonated with me is if we're all thinking alike, no one's thinking. And I think that he forced me to think differently. He forced me to read books about leadership, understand who Tom Peters was, understand that the job, the profession of coaching in the NFL or being an executive in the NFL was one about leadership, not always about tactics. It's always about the strategy. How do you improve your strategy? How do you see things? Can you figure out why you win, why you lose, and solve problems and think differently like he did when he developed the West Coast offense? Divergent thinking is the most important criteria of any successful executive. So I think that's one of the many lessons I learned.
A former executive and scout, Michael Lombardi, is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You've been through this process of Super Bowl week before, obviously not in Vegas. What are some of the concerns, and how do you, quote-unquote, keep a tight ship moving into the most important game of the season?
Well, I mean, they got the players and everybody out at Lake Las Vegas, so that's not going to be a problem. But the hard part is to say, look, we've got to stay on course, that this is just like a regular game. There's no difference between this game and another game, when we all know that's not true, right? This is the biggest game on the biggest stage. So I think ultimately you got to try to get players to stay in the moment, stay focused on the task at hand. And that's a big challenge. You know, that's what you have to do, and it becomes really hard.
I think moving forward, you work with someone that is very familiar with this. This is Coach Bill Belichick, who's very complimentary of you. Do you think that we are going to see this man back on the sideline sooner than later?
Oh, I think we will. I mean, look, at some point, a team's going to realize that one of the greatest coach of all time is available, and I better go hire him. And I think they will. And I think that's really going to be what brings him back. He's a great coach. He's got a great ability to lead, and the time hasn't passed him by. So everything is really good.
Well, do you believe at this point, given all the recent hires, we know that the college game is changing, the draft process is changing. Do you think that experience is being overlooked? It's like everybody is young, they get hired, they stick around for a year, 2 years, and they get fired.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing to me that I just don't understand. I mean, I think it's really important that we have more diversity in the hiring process. I think it's really important to have the ability to let minority candidates be successful. But to me, it's not about hiring. It's about being successful. And I think that's really where the things have to change. It's one thing, you know, to sit there and say, well, we diversified our head coaching portfolio, but are they going to be successful? Are they going to be able to do the things they have to do to win? And I think that comes with experience. And I would spend a lot more time on the educational process for young coaches than I would for, you know, any coach who, gets his first job. Nobody's ready for their first job. Nobody's ready for their first home they buy, right? You all don't think it can happen. So I think, to me, that's where I think it's got to change.
Michael Lombardi here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Well, there is a coach. He got a lot of experience. He continues to climb up the ranks. It's Andy Reid. You've been through, seen him have success, AFC, NFC. What makes him special as a head coach that obviously Patrick Mahomes helps, but you don't have this much time with this much success if you're a schlub?
Well,
Well, no, and I think he's partly from the Walsh school of how do I think differently? What do I have to do? You know, Andy gets portrayed as kind of a soft guy, you know, kind of a Pillsbury Doughboy type of guy, but he's really a tough-minded coach. And his teams are tough. They're well-schooled. They're fundamentally sound. All the great things, the reasons why teams win is why Andy's teams win. He really spends a lot of time on the things that it takes to be successful. And I think that's why he's always been successful everywhere he's been.
Well, for all of your experiences, I had mentioned your book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. Why did you decide to put this book together, and what message do you want to convey about the game?
You know, I think the best example of why I wanted to write the book happened in Detroit championship weekend. 30,000 people come out to Ford Field to sit in uncomfortable chairs and watch a game that they could have watched on television. Pay $20 for a beer when they could have easily stayed at home and got a case for $20, right? But they wanted to be around Lions fans. They wanted to share in the moment with other Lions fans that history of the Lions team, the Honolulu Blue and the Silver, right? They wanted to enjoy it. And their history is why they were there. And I think we tend to overlook the history of the league a little bit. I think we tend to overlook the past players, the past coaches. You know, Buddy Parker was one of the great coaches in our league. He's up for the Hall of Fame this year. He started the nickel offense. He started the nickel defense. He started two-minute offense. And so when Fox showed you that picture of them there, they should have mentioned Buddy Parker. They should have honored those who come before us. And I think this book is about that.
Well, Michael, we certainly know that the NFL is forward-thinking, not necessarily it was going backwards. Roger Goodell asked about streaming. We have a game coming up in Brazil. There's so much going on in the evolution of the game. Where do you think we are, first of all, on the field, in, I don't know, 10, 20 years from now? Are we going to see a two-hand touch? What do you think about how the game has changed and what it continues to be?
Oh, I think we're going to still see football. I think we're still going to work hard to protect the players and have player safety. I think that's going to be really important. But I also think that, you know, the game, the technology of the sport is so advanced like it is everywhere, right? I mean, look, there's a reason why we have quarterbacks that get the information in their ear. Paul Brown started that with a cooling guard. He changed guards to get the quarterback plays. So as technology advances, so will the game.
Most certainly. Well, Michael, thank you so much for lending your perspective and your expertise. Where can people follow you? And, of course, go ahead and pick up the book.
I am on Twitter, N. Lombardi NFL, or Instagram, N. Lombardi NFL. I do a daily show on VSiN called The Lombardi Line. My podcast is the GM Shuffle, and my books are available anywhere you get your books online, bookstores all across the country.
Well, thank you, Mike, for taking the time to join us. I look forward to catching you down the line. Have a good time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Michael Lombardi, former executive and scout in the NFL, also author. Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. He was an assistant to the coaching staff to Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. He was the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. He started off as a scout for the 49ers under Bill Walsh. And so, yes, he certainly has a full breadth of experience. I didn't even mention his work with the Raiders and Al Davis. So go ahead, pick up the book, Football Done Right. There's been a lot of changes. I mean, when you operate a league at this point that is more than 100 years old and you think about the advances and advancements of technology, you know, I made a whole lot of jokes last night about how pitiful it is that we still measure, you know, first downs with chains and sticks, first and inches, et cetera, when we have so much technology to help. It's going to be interesting to see how the game moves forward. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how younger generations continue to adopt the game and how that measures with the NFL and its international expansion. We're going to talk about this more later on in the show. Roger Goodell's announcement that the NFL is going into Brazil. There was also a big announcement today that we have multiple streaming partners who are going to come together to give you one-stop shopping for all of your sports. Let me give you a hint. ESPN and Turner are getting in bed to try to make life a little bit easier for you. It's to be seen if it's going to take place. Thank you to Michael Lombardi for coming by. and appreciate his insight, especially on someone he works so closely with in Bill Belichick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to talk about one of the other highly touted, highly regarded head coaches who doesn't have a job. His name is Mike Vrabel. Why doesn't he have a job? Well, let's just put it this way. Someone said he might be a little too scary. I'll explain on the other side of the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, playing this song, I now want to jump into every possible sports film ever. Or I want to jump down the Joker steps, you know? This is, hey, Hickey, you saw The Joker at least, right? You saw that one?
No comment.
Oh, man.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Oh, man. You know, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix? You know the Joker steps I'm talking. You at least know about that. You heard
about
it.
When the explosions in the background when he's walking away?
No, that's Heath Ledger from he's walking away from an insane asylum dressed as a nurse, right? You've seen that.
No idea which. Maybe yeah, I've seen it still.
You just brought it up to me.
Oh, yes. Dressed as a nurse. Yes, in the whites. Yeah. Yes.
But there's another one that came years after that was just called The Joker. It's like an origin story. And I'm sure, I mean, you live in New York. You haven't heard about the Joker steps up in the Bronx?
No. I'm very uncultured.
Oh, damn, bro.
As you're unfortunately finding out live on the radio.
All right. It's okay. I like you. You do an amazing job. You do an excellent job.
I know there's a buck coming. You can just say it, but.
Nah, I just got to take you outside. That's it. It's all right. You went skiing over the weekend, so, I mean, it's not the worst thing. I didn't go skiing. You know what I did? I just worked. I wish I was skiing. And I'm glad you were able to come back with no broken legs, broken bones. Not too shabby.
Not bad. We'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I will. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, and thank you so much to Michael Lombardi for joining us, former executive and assistant. He's done everything. General manager with some of the biggest names in sports, including Bill Belichick. And so thank you to Michael Lombardi for coming through and having a nice conversation with us. I told you that Bill Belichick isn't the only coach, as we all know, who doesn't currently have a job, especially someone who had a job last year and is out of one. The other guy's name is Mike Vrabel. I also told you that this coach, now you know it's Vrabel, the reason why he might not have a job right now is because people find him to, quote unquote, be too scary. Yeah, you heard that correctly. An NFL head coach is known to be a little too intimidating. What? You know what? Let's listen to the source of this. Diana Rossini, who covers the NFL, I'm sure you know her. She was having a chat with the Athletic Football Show, and she gave her reasons as to why, you know, Mike Vrabel might not currently have a job. And then she told everybody what she heard through the grapevine.
I don't think that there was a fit for him. I don't think he sat in front of any owner who thought that his style was going to work for what they were looking for. Do you know, I had a GM at the Senior Bowl who mentioned to me Vrabel's physical build, that he's a very large human being and can be very intimidating to people in an organization that are going to be part of these decisions. And that is a factor, which I laughed. I said, stop. That's not something that's real. Who cares what someone physically looks like? And he said, I'm just telling you, I've been in rooms. And somebody's physical presence can make a difference.
What? Huh? What? And I mean, yeah, the last part is true. I mean, people can be intimidated by larger people. You know, people, there's preconceived notions about somebody who's short, somebody who's tall, someone who's muscular. I mean, this is just life, okay? It exists. But in the NFL, everybody is huge. What are we doing here? Yeah, Mike Vrabel is a big dude. The man played linebacker in the NFL for the better part of a decade. The man won Super Bowls. The man went to Pro Bowls. He's like 6'4". I don't even want to know how much he weighs now, but yeah, he's a big dude. And let's take it a step further. Dan Campbell got a job, right? Dan Campbell looks like he still pushes, I don't know. Hickey, how much you think he bench presses?
Oh, with some coffee in his veins and maybe like a Red Bull or two? I mean, 400, is that crazy to say?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You think he's still pushing 400?
315? All right, let's tone it down a little bit.
I don't know.
I mean, blood's rushing.
I don't think he doesn't stop having coffee in his system, right?
And that chest, he is barrel-chested. That chest is pushing a lot of weight.
Yeah, that's a big man. So I've never heard anything from Mike Vrabel about biting kneecaps and chopping out people at the ankles, and that's all Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell got a job, and it's successful. And so everything is all good until you basically lose. And I said this about a month ago. Amy Adams got rid of him. I don't want to say because he was too intimidating, but because he was assertive in his thought process. Because he was the most qualified person they had in the entire building to lead the team. And so I don't know Amy Adams from a hole in a wall. But I'm going to surmise that Amy Adams, based on the average size and height of a woman, this might be wrong, I'm going to assume that Amy Adams is not taller than, I don't know, 5'7". I'm going to assume that Amy Adams is maybe 5'6". And even if she is, I don't know, 6 feet tall, I'm going to assume that she is a tiny woman. A woman that probably shouldn't be executing football decisions. Not because that she is a woman, because she's not qualified. Because, unfortunately, her dad passed, and the team fell into her lap. And so when you have somebody at the top of the food chain making decisions like this, our head coach is too scary. When he expresses things to me, it makes me uncomfortable. Just pack it up, man. Good luck to the Tennessee Titans moving forward, and good luck to Mike Vrabel. That is just ridiculous. Too big and too intimidating to be a head coach? I'm not old enough to remember a Bill Russell running around as a player coach. How intimidating is that guy? Oh, God rest his soul. He looked like he'd smack the life out of you. Well, 7 feet of him. 855-212-4CBS. What type of punk stuff is this? Scared of an NFL coach? Don't you want somebody intimidating? Gregory is here from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, my man, Mr. Positive. Hey, you present a very interesting dynamic. Would you say that a coach-friendly coach is better than the alternative? And now the alternative would be somebody like, for instance, Dan Campbell is a coach-friendly player and now a coach. Would you say that dynamic, that type of coach, is better than someone like Bill Belichick or someone that has no personality?
No, I wouldn't say that. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I think it's not one size fits all. So naturally, I think society is, I'm not saying we're moving towards being soft, but let's think about this for a minute, right? We as human beings have gone from using, I don't know, rocks and wood to put things together, you know, figuring out that we can utilize them as tools. So I'm standing in front of a microphone right now. I don't got to do nothing but stand here. Like, that's it. And I'm being broadcast all over the damn place. Like, technology has moved so far ahead. Like, there's different areas of our brains that we have to use. And so I think that we are more towards technology and less primitive. And I think as a result, also at the same time, I think humans are softer than we used to be. Ain't nobody sleeping outside. Well, some people are, unfortunately. But we got air conditioning. We got heated things, heated this, heated that. You can travel. You don't have to walk on your feet or go on a horse and a buggy. You get on a damn airplane across the ocean. We're spoiled. We're smart. We move forward. We're smart, but we're still stupid. Otherwise, we still wouldn't have people living on a street. But that's another conversation. My point being is society's gotten soft. Our athletes, I think, to a certain degree, they are different mentally. I think they're ready to break and snap at a moment's notice. And, yeah, we all know about, you know, mental health and utilization and being more open about it. And we can do that and still acknowledge that some people are soft. And so I think a lot of athletes aren't built the same way mentally. They're not used to adversity. And so they're ready to crack. And so I think as a result, you do have more coaches now who have to hold hands, that have to do kumbaya, that have to, you know, just kind of babysit the situation, as opposed to past generations where, man, if you got screwed up or you screwed up, you heard about it. You got yelled at. You got cursed at. Get it together. And so do I still think there's a place for someone like Bill Belichick? Yeah, of course. Military. Structure. Rules. There's a place for somebody like Bill Belichick in the game. But is he for every place? No. Is he for every coach? No. And so we're going to have to wait until next season before we see Bill Belichick leading the way for another team. And in the interim, I mean, as you just heard from Michael Lombardi in our last break, he said that there are changes in coaches and that the fact that they're not going towards experience is concerning, but this is the name of the game. This is the nature of how it is. Get a 35-year-old, 40-year-old coach who's a little bit closer in age to the players, even if it's, I don't know, 15, 20 years, instead of bringing in a guy who's 72 to just yell at him all day because that's what he's been doing his whole damn life. I think we still need a whole lot of people getting yelled at in the world. But, hey, as I just said, we done got soft and we done got soft real quick. Hey, NFL, maybe Mike Vrabel, he'll have a job again. I hope he makes some good TV money and that we see Mike Vrabel back next season. The fact that he's too scary to have a job and Bill Belichick is too mean to have a job is just a prime example of how soft everybody is. Even in the NFL, get it together and grow a set. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got so much to get into. Jose Altuve going to be sticking around for at least 5 more years with the Houston Astros, a $125 million contract. Everybody's getting deals except for Bellinger and Snell. I thought these were the biggest names in free agency, and they're still floating around. Anyway, we're going to get into Jose Altuve. I want to update you on one of the biggest changes coming to sports media and sports streaming. But when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some more football. We're going to be joined by Eric Eager, the VP of Sumer Sports. He knows everything about sports analytics. I want to know what the analytics are telling him about this game. And then what are the odds that somebody gets in trouble between now and Sunday or Monday in Vegas? We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.